Conclusion. My Lucy, when the maid is won, the minstrel's task thou know'st is done, and to require of bard that to his dregs the tale should run were ordinance too hard. Our lovers, briefly be it said, wedded as lovers wont to wed when tale or play is o'er, lived long and blessed, loved fond and true, and saw a numerous race renew the honors that they bore. Know, too, that when a pilgrim strays in morning mist or evening maze along the mountain lone, that fairy fortress often mocks his gaze upon the castled rocks of the valley of St. John. But never man since brave De Vaux the charmed portal won. 'Tis now a vain, elusive show that melts whene'er the sunbeams glow or the fresh breeze hath blown. But see, my love, where far below our lingering wheels are moving slow, the whiles, upgazing still, our menial's eye our steepy way, marvelling, perchance, what whim can stay our steps when eve is sinking grey on this gigantic hill. So think the vulgar. Life and time ring all their joys in one dull chime of luxury and ease. And oh, beside these simple knaves, how many better born are slaves to such coarse joys as these! Dead to nobler sense that glows when nature's grander scenes unclose. But Lucy, we will love them yet, the mountain's misty coronet, the greenwood and the wold, and love the more that of their maze adventure high of other days by ancient bards is told, bringing perchance, like my poor tale, some moral truth in fiction's veil, nor love them less that o'er the hill the evening breeze, as now, comes chill. My love shall wrap her warm, and fearless of the slippery way, when, while safe she trips the heathy brae, shall hang on Arthur's arm.